John Whelan is a field researcher and communication officer for the Remaking Research Project. He is from Portlaoise. The Remaking Research Project is looking at the future of remote working. John, much appreciate you taking the call.
Good morning, David. Yeah, very topical and timely conference in Trinity this week in Trinity College, headed up by Portlaoise Professor Dr. Paul Ryan and his Trinity colleague Giulia Buccini. And there will be, you know, 10 countries represented on this issue of the future and the current trends regarding remote working, which is, I think, of interest to everyone in the workplace, both employees and employers. And it will be attended also by Dr. Marco Di Tommaso from the University of Bologna, who are the lead university on this research project.
Okay, good stuff. What are the, I suppose, the pillar factors that we're considering when it comes to remote working? What are the major focuses when it comes to how it's affecting people in terms of employees, how it's affecting employers? And I presume as well, it's affecting the overall local areas where remote working is on the rise.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think it's remote working itself is currently evolving and is a work in progress. We haven't landed on any particular space just yet. And that's what the research is about, is, maybe dispelling some of the mythology or some of the preconceptions, about it. Leash, for instance, which is one of the core research areas for this project, has itself one of the highest number of commuters in the entire country, with 11,000 workers. We know from work done by Leash County Council and research they've commissioned in this space. So very often many of those are people, workers with families, with childcare needs, who are thrown into the torture of a daily five-hour commute. And so remote working for them brings a great sense of relief, avoidance of stress, and indeed environmental and economic and social and cultural benefits. It's not one-way traffic, because in today's Irish Times, right today, Emmett Malone, their employment and working correspondent, has a very good piece on a survey which was conducted, again, separately from our project, which says that recruiters and HR managers across the country believe there's huge advantages to remote working, at least on a hybrid basis, in terms of staff well-being, productivity, and recruitment and retention. Because one of the things, David, we established for certain in our field work across Leash and Carlow and Galway over the last 12 months,
yeah,
headed up by Trinity, is that for those who have a remote working availability to them, even on a 3-2 or a 2-3 day split, they really value it. So they do perform well, and it is something that they cherish. And so their work and their performance is good, their well-being is good, their overall level of contentment. But the vast majority of those we interviewed made it clear that if they were forced, or an attempt to force them back into the office, as it were, full-time, they would all virtually consider changing jobs or seeking new alternative employment.
Okay, because we're hearing that employers are very much looking to pull people back into the office. Listening to you this morning, I'm just sitting here wondering, it's like, why would anybody consider full-time office work if they've had a taste of the flavour of a blended working from home situation?
Well, what we've established is that one size does not fit all, not across the EU,
sure,
or not even within Ireland itself. So let's be honest about it. Some jobs and some work, it is not suitable for remote working if it's public facing and the functions require face-to-face contact. There's also other things that are forfeited if you're not in the actual, say, headquarters or the workplace itself. I mean, in terms of collaboration, mentoring, and promotional prospects. So sometimes it depends on the demographic and age profile of the employee. But like, we also know that this week, that again, Emmett Malone in the Irish Times reporting that the Financial Services Union have reached an agreement with Bank of Ireland that their employees, it's acknowledged that they can have a hybrid working model, and it's only compulsory for them to attend the office on a minimum of 2 days a week, or 8 days a month. So to some extent, that is where it's evolving towards. There is now an acceptance that in one shape or form or another, that hybrid working and remote working is here to stay. But where it pans out has yet to be decided, because what is certain is forcing someone to commute 5 or 6 hours a day in terms of their performance, their well-being, their welfare, their childcare, work-life balance is in no one's interest. And it's not probably, with fuel costs going the way they are and the current international paradigm around energy costs and the environmental concerns.
Yes.
There's huge advantages, not just to the individual and the employer, but to the community at large. And one of the things that Paul Ryan and Giulio Buccini from Trinity are trying to establish is how can remote working, by attracting high-end and highly talented high-tech workers into regions like the Midlands, how can that benefit and stimulate economic activity and ecosystems within the regions like the Midlands and Laois and so on?
Well, because John, you were just saying there, we have thousands of people commuting out of the Midlands on a daily basis to work in Dublin. If we're able to reclaim a large number of those in the future, all of the towns and villages that they're based in, that's surely going to be a case of a rising tide lifts all boats when it comes to the local economy.
Absolutely, David. And that is really the kernel of the issue in terms of how can rural and regional economic ecosystems benefit from harvesting and integrating remote workers. And during the course of this research, we've been engaging with different stakeholders like the local authorities, enterprise officers, Setu in Carlow, but also the managers and workers in the co-working spaces and our hubs here in Laois, like for instance Mount Rath, Mount Melick, Port Laois and Port Arlington. So we're learning a lot, and some of the maybe, as I said, preconceptions have been dispelled, but it's still all to play for, I think, in terms of the benefits and in terms of the policy formation. And one of the key aspects of this conference this week in Trinity College is to start formulating policy perspectives that can inform those who make those decisions at political and governmental and local authority level in terms of the future benefits and the possible potential of harnessing remote working, at least in a hybrid format, for the benefit of individuals, of companies and of the communities themselves.
Okay, to finish up, this is happening now. Remote working is happening now. The dynamics and the trends are unfolding before our eyes over the last number of years. And this research is obviously a really good idea in terms of informing policymakers about how to capitalize on a potential boost for local economies. Is it in danger of sort of being too late, or do you think that the research will be timely when it comes to people who are making decisions on how to plan for the future?
No, I think it's very much all to play for, and
okay.
It's timely and appropriate because, as we know, even at Irish governmental level, our policy around remote working is very tentative and very fluid.
Yeah.
So it's still being shaped, and it's all to play for. And I think that's why informed discourse and informed policy is better than people making wide sweeping statements that, such as, oh, people are dossing at home or they don't do anything, or on one hand, or on the other hand, that your employers just want to coerce your employees back into the workspace 5 days a week. There's also your cultural differences. We see the American companies, they seem to push for wanting people at their desks, almost, sort of, as it were, 24/7. The European model tends to be to be more open to the consideration of the advantages of remote working. So I think that the policy formation is very much up in the air, and like remote working itself, all to play for. But the trends are indicating that it is valued, it is valuable. And as we say, even within the financial services sector, we now see, agreements being reached where the hybrid model seems to be the preferred and benefits both the worker, the end user, the consumer, and indeed the companies themselves. And the real trick will be to ensure that, as you said, David, that if we do attract remote workers to relocate to the Midlands and places like Leash and so on, that we don't leave them in isolation, that we incorporate them into the community and into the economic ecosystem through their competences and their contributions and collaborations, that they can help spread their skill set and their knowledge and their ability to stimulate economic activity, which would be beneficial all around.
Hard to argue with that. Hopefully the remaking project will be a massive contribution to the successful approach to that particular question. John, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, David.
At the conference John's referring to, Trinity College Dublin hosting a remaking project meeting over the course of tomorrow and Thursday. What day is today, folks? Tell me this. Wednesday? Is it Wednesday today? Okay, it's Wednesday. So the 21st and the 22nd. That's Thursday and Friday. That's, don't you tune in for the most crucial information from the likes of myself. Trinity is hosting that remaking project. John Whelan is the communications officer with the project, and the research in Ireland is being led by Associate Professor at Trinity Business School, Dr. Paul Ryan.